What you're looking at is a revelation of how the disciple houses the mind of God in covenant. And the illustration that is used is the tabernacle of Moses. Your mind is so beautifully and wonderfully made because your mind has redeemed in blood covenant. And in the redemption of your mind, blood covenant has beautifully and wonderfully housed your mind together as one with the mind of God. The tabernacle of Moses is housed in three houses or three hemispheres. And it's not to be interpreted as spirit, soul, and body, but it's to be interpreted as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Is one with you in your mind. You're beautifully and wonderfully made covenant mind of divine union with God. Just as the tabernacle of Moses is fenced in, everything inside the tabernacle, every article or piece of furniture inside the tabernacle, whether it's the Holy of Holies, whether it is the holy place, whether it is the outer court, but every piece of furniture is a position. Of how the mind of God reveals rest and righteousness. And as each article or piece of furniture reveals a position of rest and righteousness for the disciple, it also represents altars of worship. And when you put this all together, it is God with us, the housing of the mind of God. God with us as one in blood covenant. There's a scripture that comes to mind. It says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. What's our confession for today? Just simply acknowledge that we are one in the mind. mind of God through covenant. And as we acknowledge that we are one in the mind of God through covenant, we give thanks and praise that the housing of the mind of God is one with our mind, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening in today in this Bible Covenant podcast.